Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome to the Love Your Vibe show. We are here on Skyward TV and Hopeful Radio, and my name is Alvira Hopper, and I am your host, along with Eleanor Hayward, and Jennifer Hawkins today is our guest. So just going to give you a quick rundown of this show. This show is all about you. It's about helping you to do your inner work of healing and growth. We've all been hurt on this planet because of COVID. There's a lot of people struggling with mental health, and our take on improving our mental health is through personal development. So this is a spiritual path to taking care of yourself at the highest level. And it is not to put down Western medicine, but there's a lot of other modalities out there that we really care about. And we are very, very big believers in the miracle magnet movement, which states that all modalities matter. It's not just Western medicine. It's all the pieces. There's so many amazing things on the planet, and we're going to bring you as many as we can. And today we'll be speaking with our beautiful guest, Jennifer Hawkins, who is the co-developer of the Love Your Vibe Transformation Personal Development Solution for Heart-Centered Humans, along with Eleanor Hayward. The two of them came together when COVID hit, and they created a beautiful 6-month program that virtually every graduate wishes to facilitate as well. So our team is growing on the planet, because the more we can get this work out into the right hearts and minds and souls, the more we can raise the vibration of humanity. And we believe that when that happens, we can have heaven on earth. So that's what we believe in, right, ladies?
Yay.
Yes. Yay. Awesome. So let's get started. We're going to ask Jennifer some questions about her journey, because your modality, Jennifer, you did a lot of, you know, personal development, and, you know, the miracle mindset definitely helped you to go from crap magnet to miracle magnet, where you started attracting better things. And, you know, then you found that, you know, there was more healing that needed to be done, which was not part of the Love Your Vibe transformation. You needed more, right? So tell us a little bit about the more that you discovered and what it did for you.
The more, well, I think, and it became a buzzword, I think, for a while, through COVID, is trauma. And, and I knew I had experienced trauma, as a young teenager, and in the form of being raped. And that was, I cognitively knew that, but what I didn't recognize is the effects of trauma on the body and how the system, the nervous system, is affected. Because of the trauma that I experienced as a child, and from a young childhood. I mean, trauma comes in a lot of different forms. It's too much, too fast, too soon of anything.
Wow.
Of anything. You know,
too fast, too soon. Keep that in
right?
mind.
And that's really important, because it could even be a good thing if it's too much, too fast, too soon.
Yeah.
That causes the body to become dysregulated, the nervous system to become dysregulated. So as I was on my journey of doing the mindset work, I found myself getting really triggered or activated by, again, the too much, too fast, too soon, and the mind trying to overwrite a belief that was in my body. So the nervous system responds with memory, and it's not necessarily in the mind, but the body retains these memories.
In the unconscious.
In the unconscious.
Right. The body's the unconscious, right?
The
body is the unconscious.
The trigger is the unconscious mind reaching for help.
I got chills, Jennifer.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's speaking to us. And I spent the majority of my life in my head. When I look back, I'm like, I was like this big floating head.
Overthinker.
Right? And we all have,
which is a coping mechanism to trauma.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I went into deep alcohol addiction. Oversexed, anything that would take me away from feeling what I was feeling, because it didn't make sense. I had no one to talk to. We moved around a lot as a child. My father was in the military. So I never had a safe place. There was never a safe place. And you know, think your parents would be that safe place, but that isn't always the case, because our parents are also traumatized and we're shown how to parent by their parents.
Yeah.
So they never mean ill, but they just don't have the capacity to create those really secure bonds as children. And that's what creates our coping mechanisms and how we show up in relationships, codependency, you know, all of these pieces.
Juicy stuff.
So for me, finding a somatic healer and doing this therapy called Felt Sense, which was Sorry, Eugene Gendlin.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful.
Sorry,
little,
we're outside on my deck, and there's a lot of mosquitoes.
This is
still not perfect. Okay.
But it allowing the body to express, and the body actually has a different language. Our mind wants to automatically come up with the answer, right? The mind wants to figure this out. What is it?
Yeah.
Fast, quick, get it over and done with. And the body speaks very, very slowly. So as I began healing that disconnection, and listening to the prompts of the body, it just opened up this whole other level of healing that I would never have been aware of. I just was not, for me, it had to be logical. It was going to be logical. Give me the magic pill and I'll be fixed.
Yeah.
And I get so much
mindset. Can anyone relate to that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's so much mindset work, and it was great. I'm like, why am I not better?
Because something you had said was that like your brain can hear one thing, but your body says something else.
Exactly.
So for example, part of the culture that we create with the Love Your Vibe transformation is that everybody is safe, seen, celebrated, and supported.
Yeah.
And in your head, you can be in a safe space, but your body is still saying, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us more about that. Because safety is big for you.
Safety is big because I never felt safe. So it's interesting that even in a safe space with close friends, my body has a memory of different stories, different events, and I don't necessarily remember them cognitively, but the body's saying this isn't safe. As soon as questions get asked, I react. Because in my past, people asking questions were building ammunition against me.
Wow.
And so this had happened, but it replayed over and over and over. So the fact that I've now reconnected to that part, when I'm in a situation, I have more awareness that I can hold myself and build capacity to be in that discomfort.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to hold yourself?
It's seeing the activation and not suppressing it.
Or is so it like, here seeing I am. Or feeling it?
You're feeling. Holding it in your body.
Okay.
So the feeling body's the holding it. Yeah. Here it is. The emotion's coming up. I don't know what it is. It's butterflies in my stomach. It's my hands tingling. Yeah. It's any number of things. And I can sit with it instead of being like, you know, running off to something else, going to grab a bottle of wine or you know, just ignoring it.
Okay. And so holding yourself is feeling the feelings. Is that
feeling
right, Jennifer?
The feelings,
yeah.
And being in the discomfort of it.
Yeah.
And that takes titration. They call it titration, where you a little bit at a time, because trauma doesn't, you don't have to have a memory to hold yourself in trauma in a somatic healing. You don't need to have a memory. It's just holding space in the body for what's here. I love you. I'm listening. Love you. I'm listening.
Yeah.
And allow the body to start communicating.
That comes in.
And all of a sudden, your knees will start to tingle.
Oh, wow.
And it'll travel up to your
body's tingling now, just talking about it.
So the body communicates. And this is what it's designed to do. We are designed to be able to heal ourselves. But because we've suppressed and bypassed those emotional responses that we were never able to complete. So the fight and the flight, in most cases as children, we couldn't have ran away and we couldn't have fought. So we bury it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's held like that. That's from infancy.
Yeah.
But it's stored in the body and it gets brought out again to protect us.
Right.
So it's not, again, not shaming that part, because it was designed to protect us. And thank God our nervous systems are designed the way they are, because they got us to where we are today.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, to become aware of how the body speaks to you. It's very slow. It's very languid. It's very, and it's scared because it hasn't been heard
or seen
30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
It hasn't been witnessed. It hasn't been allowed to share what it's going through. And it's, you know, I don't have all the language and all the bits. I actually am beginning a study in somatic, integrative somatic trauma therapy the end of next month. Tomorrow's September 1st.
I'm excited.
And I'm really excited to delve into this more, because what I found, I just recently finished mentoring with the Love Your Vibe, a 6-month program at a local women's shelter.
Yay!
And it was just so beautiful. Aww. And if I could just share, one of the ladies said that, you know, they have a lot of people coming in to provide facilitation and different modalities. I'm not sure exactly, different programs. And what she'd said was that people come in and they talk at them. Mm-hmm. And these women are highly traumatized.
Yeah.
Right? They're highly traumatized. So all of a sudden, like this person's coming in.
Situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Physical, verbal. And also, you know, this person come in saying, no, that's not right. Do it this way. That is going to actually re-traumatize them.
Yeah.
So what these women communicated with me was that how I held space, and that's because of my trauma awareness, that I was able to just listen and not make them wrong, not correct them, just they were safe, seen, celebrated, and supported. Mm-hmm. And that for them was the transformation that they needed to be able to see themselves
and walk
through the other side after 6 months.
Yeah.
So that it just really anchored for me how important the somatic work is, mm-hmm. where it really, I was like, I need to learn more about this so I can take, because the somatic practice doesn't take long.
Yeah.
It can be really, really quick. You can shift it quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to have those tools that I can share those, and that would be like my little magic in our 6 month program, that little magic that I can say, here's it, here, hold this.
Magic and modality is the same thing. We talk about all modalities matter, and people can serve with their story, their message, and their magic. And each of these ladies has amazing stories. I have my story, and our message is, you know, you don't have to be here. You can be over here. And your magic or modality is, how did you get there? Right. So thank you. I just wanted to explain that piece.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's been really wonderful. And I want to remind people, like, you know, starting this journey, it's an ebb and the flow, you know. You'll go through times where you're like, oh yeah, I see the growth, I see the healing, I see it. And then all of a sudden it feels like it's declining. But what we forget is that we need that integration time.
Mm-hmm.
We need that time where this new thing that I've learned, this thing that I've healed, needs time to now be incorporated mm-hmm. into ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find maybe a time where it's just like this plateau
mm-hmm.
where there's just, it's not up or down. It's just kind of like, I'm just coasting along. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I've been there. What's wrong with me? Why am I not better? Why am I not moving forward? And it's the time where that integration piece is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And it's having that compassion and patience with yourself mm-hmm. that it's all part of the journey.
Yeah.
You didn't get to where you were in 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it took me 35 years, 40 years to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So do I actually think that it's going to be, I'm going to heal this in 6 months? No, mm-hmm. no. There's layers.
It takes what it takes, right?
It takes what it takes.
Yeah.
So that is one thing for me in the lesson of healing, was that there's no timeline. There's ebbs and flows, highs and lows, breakdowns and breakthroughs. And as long as there's movement,
very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it rhymes.
Right?
Yes.
As long as there's movement and you don't give up on yourself, you're going to have low, slow days and just holding, and the capacity is like holding yourself in that. I'm not bad and wrong. There's nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Great. And not letting the monkey mind saying, oh, you're not good enough or you're not capable or
ego.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. And I love the idea that, you know, people don't necessarily have to go to meds to numb out because they're so uncomfortable. They can do this work. They can get, you know, comfortable in the and the discomfort and just ride it through, because on the other side there's peace, right?
And it's vulnerable courage.
Yeah.
Vulnerability creates connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love
and
that.
We can
and
share.
You're the queen of vulnerability.
Yeah. And that's what our story is.
Yeah.
It's, my story happened to me and I can be a victim from it. And I have been
it happened
victimized.
For you.
But I can now use it as a message to encourage people that if she can do it, I can too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's what several of the ladies in my group said.
Yeah.
If you can do this, I can too. And I'm like, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yay. Snaps for
Jennifer. You know, the dark, you know, mushrooms grow in the dark. They grow in shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And our shit, well, it happens. Because great Forrest Gump tells us. Oh, you stole my punchline.
I just love that. I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay. That's good.
As Forrest Gump says, yes.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Skyward TV. If that offends anybody, then maybe this isn't the right show for you. We are about being real, not perfect.
Yeah. As you can see with all the bugs flying around.
And really fertilizer. Like it is. It's our best fertilizer.
Yeah.
So, which means that we've got to go through it to learn to, some of the languages, we process it, we integrate it, we metabolize it, we alchemize it so that we can learn from it. Because I think one of the misnomers about healing through past, it's like, just forget about it.
Yeah.
You'll get over it. But as you're saying, your body doesn't forget. Your unconscious doesn't
Your body
forget.
Keeps score. There's actually a book called Your Body Keeps Score. I don't know
My Bessel van der Kolk.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And how can you remember it, but remove the emotional charge from it? How can you start to flip the script on that? Like, what were the lessons that were learned there? How can you, like, was there a silver lining to the storm cloud? Because sometimes the storm cloud is just so up close, and you're in the thick of the storm where there's deep emotions like shame, grief, guilt, resentment,
anger,
jealousy, anger, fear.
Yeah.
That when we're stuck, and this is what we refer to as the crap magnet zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That if, because if that's that's inside of you, then that's usually what comes out at you in terms of your behavior, your actions, your coping, and then your relationships, your job, everything else kind of cascades from
the
there.
Reflection, yeah.
And so how do you shift that cycle? It's increasing awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And can you fill in the blank?
Can you build resilience and capacity to be able to, and I think I've said all along, this journey is all about self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about looking outside of you and finding the reason why this happened.
Yeah, pointing fingers.
Right? It's not about that. There's all these fingers pointing
back at you.
Everything. And if I could just share a quick story, I'm going through a breakdown right now in the form of my son has gone incommunicado with me. I've not seen him all summer. And I had a breakdown, but I was able to shift in a matter of a week, like from the deep, dark depths where I was feeling like I didn't want to be on this planet any longer.
Been there.
Holding myself through that with some support. I got a little bit of support, but I had to go through that again, because that was another trauma that was coming up for me, abandonment and rejection. And here my son, my blood, my heart, right? And my beautiful colleague Elvira held me through. I have to take radical responsibility for the part I played. I have to be able to apologize from the deepest parts of me, because I raised my son the best I could with the knowledge and the wisdom that I had.
Yeah.
But I was a traumatized, basically, I was the emotional equivalent of a 14-year-old, which is when I got raped.
Yeah.
So I was raising my child as best as I could, but all of my coping, all of my codependency, I put a lot on him emotionally. Mm-hmm. And he's just finally just couldn't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I've not done it yet, but invitation to have these clearing conversations if they're right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm far enough in my journey that after some really good clearing tears, I'm like, Elvira, you're right. I got to write this letter. I have to be able to send him a voice message, or because he won't answer the phone, but I'll send him a voice message and I can clear my shit up, because it's my shit.
Yeah. And even if he doesn't respond.
Yeah. He's a byproduct of the shit, the shit that I was in. So I have to own that. Mm-hmm. The radical responsibility and the awareness that it took, and it took the breakdown. I reached out for a life vest. And because of the people that I've surrounded myself with now, because of doing this inner work, I got the help that I needed.
Yeah.
And I've now shifted, I'm still going through it, but I'm not in that dark, dark place.
Yay.
So it's having that person and having the community around you, which I think that has been integral. I've been an independent hairstylist for 34 years. And to be in a community now with the Love Your Vibe and with other mentors that I've been working with over the last 4 years, it's like, how did I make it this far? How did I make it this far?
Well, you did, but it was basically survival.
It was so painful.
Now you've gone to thrival, right?
You're thriving.
From survival to thrival. That's what the inner work can do, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to just survive. You can thrive. And and so here's an example of someone that's in the midst of the crap still, like she hasn't resolved this thing with her child, but you know that it's going to be okay. And however he responds, he's going to respond.
It's gonna be okay.
He's not ready. For you, he's not going to be ready, but you've at least shared your heart. You've at least taken accountability. You've taken responsibility. This inner work takes a lot of courage, because you have to have a lot of radical self-awareness and a lot of radical responsibility. And then you're able to shift things. Because when we get something like, oh my God, I've been showing up like this my whole life, I don't want to do this anymore, I want to be this, that's transformation. And that is what can save, you know, that can save relationships. It can save, you know, like jobs that aren't going well. Like it could save your mental health, you know, your physical health, because you're able to get real. That is what Dr. Phil talks about, getting real, like being who you are and stating your truth and embracing your light and your dark, mm-hmm. your light and your shadow, because we're all light beings, but we also have a shadow. And unless we love the shadow piece of ourselves, we can't live in the light. So that's what this inner work is about. It's yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so we're
blessed. That's a good place to wrap up.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we invite you to follow us on the Love Your Vibe show. It's a revolution of evolution. And we are excited to bring you new guests to have these beautiful conversations with, so you can learn more of these modalities, this magic that can help you on your journey to wholeness, to being your aligned, authentic, fully self-expressed self, because we believe that could be heaven on earth.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Bye.